This is the Everything Home Talk Show and Podcast Special Segment. Satisfaction for your soul. Voices of hope and logic.
I just want to do whatever I can to save what we got left.
I'll tell you what I tell everybody. The key to life is you get up, you praise God that you take a breath, you ask, you bring glory to God some way in your life, and then say, and every single day I'm going to do at least one thing that helps keep America free. Now, I'm fortunate I get to do a lot of things to help keep America free, as do you. But for most people, the idea of getting up every day and just purposefully doing one thing to make America free, between now and the election, if you do one thing to keep America free, it means you talk to one person who doesn't think their vote counts but will vote for Donald Trump, and you get them to vote. You do whatever it takes to get that one person to vote, and then the next day you get another person. That way, you will have multiplied your own vote. If we don't focus that energy in a productive way, then we're just sitting there on November 4th flying our flags upside down. The objective is to save the country. I try to encourage people. I try to remind them about the essence of our country, of what's made America great. It isn't because during challenges we curled up in a ball and sucked our thumb. It's not because we knelt, because Americans stand, Americans fight, Americans find ways to victory, even when under normal circumstances there doesn't seem to be a way. That's what Americans do. There's a lot of instances of that in history. What we need to do in this time is be Americans.
Your advice is well needed amongst many, many people.
I wake up in the morning and say, this is the craziest thing. How could anybody be voting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And yet, I know rational people who I go to church with, who are voting for them because they hate Donald Trump. It's irrational. Go through a list of issues and they say, well, I agree with that, I agree with that, I agree with that, I agree with that, but I hate Donald Trump and I'm going to vote against him. I don't like his tone. What I try to do with those people is I try to give them enough evidence that if they decide, I may hate Trump, but I love the country, and so I'm not going to vote at all, because a non-vote is better than a vote against us.
To listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.